Oh, who could that possibly be at this hour? Oh, my love. Oh, I didn't expect you this late. And you brought Demon Pizza? I didn't know they were still in business or that they had set up shop after the cataclysm. They're my favorite pizza. I haven't had them since, oh, several years, since before the cataclysm. How did you ever know? Well, it doesn't matter now. You're here, we have pizza, and we're all alone. So, please, come in. This is all sudden, but, would you like a tour of the place? It's really just a typical, human apartment, I'm sure, but, I've done what I could with decorations. This is, the living room. The lava lamp, it's unusual size, but, they say it's supposed to simulate real lava to soothe us demons, but I don't think it really works. The TV, I haven't turned it on yet, to be honest. The couch, yes, I know, it's made of stone. It's what I'm used to, so you'll have to forgive me. I have some blankets. I can try and pad it, but, perhaps we could just eat in the kitchen. I have some normal wooden table and chairs. They've been heat treated, so they won't, they'll be fine. The apartment came with a fridge. The bedroom, I honestly haven't used it yet, or the bathroom. The plumbing's rather confusing. Honestly, there's so much about living in the human world that I just don't understand. I've tried to use the smartphone that you gave me, but I don't think it likes my talons. Perhaps soon, some inventor will create one that's demon-friendly, and we'll get some information that way. For now, people like you will just have to teach us. So, should we convene to the kitchen and enjoy our pizza? Yeah, thank you, dear. So, what kind of pizza did you get? Oh, you got it for free since you work at the Demon Pizza? So it's, you know you got garlic, mushroom, and parmesan with a, deep red sauce? And the other three you're not sure about? Well, we'll just have to, investigate. This one appears to be, garlic crust with garlic sauce and garlic cheese, extra garlic, and it looks like garlic cloves with garlic knots. And, is this garlic sauce on the side? Interesting. I wonder who would order something like this. Oh. Wow. They sound like an interesting client. And this next one. Well, Let's not worry about it. Let's just dig in. And, how was your day, dear? Stressful, I see. But enjoyable? That's good. It's not too hard working for another demon? I might just want you all to myself, though. I'm sorry, I kinda have to admit that, after all. We are a couple, aren't we? Oh, thank goodness you feel that way. Oh, thank you. No one at work is, interested in you, are they? I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry or anything, but, some of the clients seemed interested in you? More as a meal to see if you were on the menu, I see. Since you're the chef. Ah, well. If you have any trouble, just let them know that, you're involved with me, and you shouldn't have any trouble, okay? That's good, dear. Lady Demi? One of her daughters has been one of my clients, but, no. I don't think any of her family has been any trouble. But just to be on the safe side, I would definitely keep my distance, especially if your boss has had trouble with her in the past. Maybe throw in some extra garlic knots? Of course, dear. Thank you, dear. And my day? Well, it was long and exhausting as usual. My co-workers, they had an easier time of it with the werewolves, but, since I'm the only one that can deal with our more divine clientele, I had to deal with two angels and a seraphim that needed their chakra realigned. So I spent most of the day doing that, and then I had to give a foot massage to a cat girl. The technical term is Bakeneko, but cat girl. Yeah, the paw massages, they're relaxing in many ways. If you'd like, I could help you with one later. a drink? I'm so sorry, I completely forgot about that. I don't normally keep drinks in the apartment. Oh, the sink that has water, that's part of the plumbing. Which side gives, the boiling side, and which side is the freezing side again? Of course. And then I would need something to put it in. Oh, I don't have any glasses, but is a bowl good enough? Thank you, dear, for your understanding. I am so sorry. Perhaps we could go shopping for dishes and glasses later? Thank you. We still need to go on a proper date. I know we went to that concert a few weeks ago, but it was more of listening to music on a hill a couple miles from the actual concert outside of the park. It was really nice, don't get me wrong, but it was more like eavesdropping on the event than actually attending the event. And I'm not sure that's how you're supposed to attend such events. But I was with you, and that's what matters. We were alone. We got to enjoy each other's company. And that in itself was wonderful and special. And it was a night that I hope that I will never forget. And if I ever do, may my eternal existence forever burn in agony. Oh no, dear, that's just an expression. Maybe a bit grim, but don't humans have a similar expression about needles in the eye? Of course, dear. So, shopping, and gathering furniture and silverware and glasses and things like that. Where do you think we should go for such things? S-Mart? ILEA? These are interesting names. I knew demons that went by those names. Interesting. I wonder if they had their starts from those very demons. Well, one may never know. Are there any places that we could eat out when we go shopping? Whack-Donald's. An interesting name. I have never heard of such a place. Either way, I look forward to spending the time with you, my dear. And tonight, perhaps we could get under that blanket, snuggle on the floor, and watch that television together with whatever is on. Yes, Demon and Chill. We could call it that. Thank you, my dear. And we will eat all of this wonderful, delicious demon pizza well into the morning. And you will be all mine, and I will be all yours, all night long. And we will let our imaginations do what we will with that information. Thank you, my dear.